The afternoon show is brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And now I'm joined by one of the organisers of the Miss Bolito 2022 contest. Heidi Smith is in the house. Lovely to have you in the studio. Heidi, I'm just going to arrange that microphone so we can hear you beautifully.
Hi, Dave. Great to be here today.
And on that note, just thinking about the last couple of weeks we've been featuring, every week almost, there have been contestants coming through and we've been introducing them to the community via radio. They've all been really lovely. I'm impressed. I am impressed at the caliber that you've been able to attract, and the fact that the competition has grown every year. And now there's a cocktail party taking place, or happening next week, Thursday, that is open to the public, I believe.
Yes, that's right. It's also the first time that the 12 finalists will be introducing themselves to the community, as well as their sponsors. So it's quite a big thing for them to have to get up there and introduce themselves.
So, tell us about the cocktail party and how people can go about being part of the event.
Okay, it's open to anybody. If you email me on missbolito.rotaryzimbali@gmail.com for tickets, I will help you out. It's also an event where everybody can mingle a little bit and just find out what Miss Bolito is about, because I think it's still a lot of people don't really know that it's not so much a beauty pageant. It's far more about helping out in the community and making a difference, and also empowering our young ladies to help them to, in their communities, make a difference.
Did it start off as a beauty pageant?
It did.
How long ago? What is the history, the
11
heritage?
Years ago.
So it's got
it
legs.
Was a Rotary, well, it still is a Rotary Zimbali initiative. I've been involved since the beginning, but it was very much about a beauty pageant in the beginning, and also a fundraiser for Rotary, obviously.
Okay.
But as time went by, I think we all realized there's a little bit more to this than just the outer beauty. So we have got a lot of different people involved now, motivational speakers, life coaches, all sorts, to just come on board and help these young ladies, give them a bit of life skills and help them in their journey.
So what do the contestants get from the competition, apart from obviously if they win, they become locally famous? But beyond that, what do they get?
I think it's a huge thing about empowering them, so they get to realize that no matter where they come from or what their background is, they can accomplish anything they set their mind to. So it's quite an empowering process that they go through. We have a few workshops. We go away for a weekend. And they also have to do community projects. So there's quite a lot of stuff involved. And there's some great people, Shan Faree, Grant Gavin. There's a few really awesome people involved that are helping these young ladies on their journey.
And ultimately, it's a contest. So there's a winner.
Yes.
And you call her a princess or no? The queen.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, Miss Bolito and her two princesses eventually at the end of the day.
So what do they get?
They all get a lot of prizes. We're still in the process of collecting prizes, but they get quite a lot of gifts. I mean, over the last few years, I think gifts valued at about 50,000 rand by the end of it.
Wow.
For all of them. So our community has always been extremely generous. We are hugely grateful for that.
It's terrific, and it's a contest that has grown from strength to strength, and under your tutelage, who are the organizers? You and
Karen Luntman.
Just the two of you?
Yes.
Alone?
Yeah.
Against the world?
We've got a few helpers that come on board every year, obviously, but yeah, it pretty much is that.
What have been some of the challenges you faced over the years?
I think some years, especially during COVID or after COVID, was to try and find sponsors. You know, people don't have money. It's quite difficult to try and put it together if people aren't willing to sponsor.
Yeah.
But I mean, this year we've been extremely grateful. CMH has come on board as our main sponsor, which is also where we'll be hosting our cocktail evening. So yeah, come along and come and look at all the nice cars and come and support our Miss Bolito finalists.
So the cocktail evening on Thursday is going to be an event that, it'll be one of those, shall we call it a glittering moment in front of the cameras and the community, where all the girls get to strut their stuff and introduce themselves. But if you listening to this right now would like to be part of the excitement and the fun, you can buy tickets, and obviously all monies raised goes towards the charity drive. The tickets are 200 rand
each. It's 200 rand, yes.
And available we'll give that address again shortly, that email address, and we'll put this up as a podcast as well, so you'll be able to pick it up after the show at your on demand, as they say. What, apart from being present and meeting the girls, can participants expect at the cocktail party?
So they'll be getting food. We've got most of the local restaurants have come on board and are sponsoring meals, which is awesome, or platters. And then they'll also get a welcome drink, and there'll be a cash bar should they want to have more drinks.
And how long do you anticipate the event is going to take?
It starts at 5:30. I would imagine by about 9:30 or so we should be done.
Unless, of course, the party takes a life of its own, in which case the sky's the limit. But that's so fantastic. Along the way, I'm sure there have been some incidents that you would rather forget. There must be. I mean, it's got to be 11 years of beauty pageants. What have been some of the nightmares?
I think one of the scariest things is that the youth doesn't always realize what they put out there on social media is there forever. And we've had one or two incidences that have been a bit hair-raising about comments that have been made, which, yeah, public apologies had to be made. You know, it's those kind of things that we also try and help these young girls with. I think a lot of them don't realize the impact they have on social media, especially once they become a finalist. You know, the community wants to know who they are and what they're about. It's about trying to be really careful.
Now, I don't know whether you've come across, but one of our connections is very concerned about a chat group that's been launched recently called Bolito...
Confessions.
Yes, so you know about it.
I just also saw that on social media.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you encourage your contestants not to get involved in things like that, but what is your view on that sort of... I believe it's a sort of anonymous platform for people to really have a go, I suppose, at anything that they feel disgruntled about.
I just feel social media should be a platform of uplifting and positive thoughts, not anything negative or moaning. I don't know. That is my personal opinion. Mm. So we definitely encourage our finalists to, if they want to share stuff, let it be something positive.
So ultimately what you're doing is that this is kind of a finishing school in a sense.
In a sense, yes.
Yeah. And all of the girls that we've met, barring none, have been extraordinarily positive about the experience thus far. Obviously, they're all hoping to win and to achieve that goal. But irrespective of that, they all seem to have accepted the fact that just being part of the competition, they have already won and gained so much in terms of confidence and general, I think, awareness of what they can achieve and who they can become. So it's really a remarkably uplifting, as you say. That's your intention. You're succeeding very well in uplifting the girls in the community. But now here's a blow for the boys. Why is it only girls in this day and age?
We did actually a few years back try and start a Mr. Bolito, but the feedback wasn't too great. We had, I think, 2 or 3 entries, and that was it. So, yeah, we were open to trying that again. Obviously, it just depends whether the young men are keen for something like this.
Yeah, well, I suppose it also, as you quite rightly say, it's image. If it was a beauty competition like in the way things started, presumably that would be a bit difficult for the guys to get their heads around. But who knows? It could be something much bigger than that. Anyway, that's just an idea for the future.
Yeah, it is an idea.
We're here to talk about Thursday, and how many tickets are still available?
Well, it's a big area, so I've still got probably about 80 tickets or so available for anybody that's interested,
And only available via email, or is there a location that they can go to access them?
Or they could WhatsApp me. I'm happy to do tickets via WhatsApp as well.
That's okay, but there's no physical address at the moment.
No.
So it's all done on the wire, as they say. So good. We'll give you that information at the end of our chat, which is coming up shortly. It's going to be an event, I believe, that you'd want to be at because it's going to be fun. It's going to be really nice to be part of something as positive and uplifting as the Miss Bolito 2022. We're definitely going to be there to represent the radio station, and we'd like to see you there too. Any of the girls that we've met so far that really stand out? I know it's difficult to pick one, but who have made impressions so far?
Oh, that's a really difficult one. You know, this year is actually a year where I've been keep looking. I can't put my finger on any one girl. Last year, Sikiza really stood out, but this year, no, I'm battling a bit still.
But the caliber's high.
Yes, very high.
They're all, as I say, remarkably confident and strong personalities. Mm. All of them charming and delightful as well. I was amazed. I thought it was a sort of schoolgirl competition, but not at all. They're all...
No, not so much.
Most of them are finished now.
Yeah, there are a few in matric, but there are quite a few that have finished school already, yeah.
So this is really a prestigious event on the Bellito calendar. We would love you to be part of it, and this is really why Heidi's in the studio with me right now. If you would like to get hold of a couple of tickets, let's get that address down, Heidi.
It's missbellito.rotaryzimbali@gmail.com.
missbellito.rotaryzimbali@gmail.com, and that's where you'll be able to apply for tickets for Thursday next. It's 200 Rand a head, and it's going to be, I think, a fabulous event. Generally speaking, these events are extraordinarily lovely. There'll be a moment for you to meet and mingle with the finalists, all of them superb ambassadors of the Greater North Coast region. And I would like to take the opportunity, Heidi, to congratulate you on what you've achieved and continue to with your work behind the scenes. I know it's extraordinarily difficult, and just the two of you slogging away there. Everyone loves to see the end result, but there's a lot that goes into it.
Thank you.
You have our support. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday at the cocktail party. And once again, that address, missbellito.rotaryzimbali@gmail.com. But this is going up as a podcast after the interview is concluded, and you'll be able to then, on demand, download it, get all the info you require, and hopefully we will see you at the cocktail party. It's called, I'm looking for it now, but you can remind me.
Big, Bold and Brave.
Big, Bold and Brave. And what was the idea behind that?
Every year we try and find a bit of a theme that's a little different, and I think, yeah, after all we've been through here, in KZN with our floods and riots and COVID and everything. We're all big, bold and brave, I think, in our community. So let's do it.
I love it. So it's an opportunity for you to shake off all of that depression of the past couple of years and celebrate something going forward worthwhile. Big, Bold and Brave cocktail party celebrating Miss Bellito 2022. We look forward to seeing you there. Heidi Smith, thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And we continue with the music and the fun. And here is Eddie Grant taking you for a stroll down Electric Avenue on the afternoon show, powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bellito.